But this morning we have an extra special treat in that Ann Schmiesing from Shelby County Right to Life has a few words for us. So Ann, please, we'll get to you.
Thank you for having me here today. And I also want to thank your congregation and your pastors for support over the years for Right to Life and the culture of building a culture of life in Shelby County. Your pastors have been wonderful about leading prayers at some of our events. And we've hosted our oratory contest for high school students to delve into life issues. We've hosted that in the basement of your church for many, many years. So we really appreciate the support from this community. I'm the director of Shelby County Right to Life, but I also, for the last 5 or 6 years, have been involved in abortion recovery ministry, which is a very heavy kind of ministry whenever you're dealing with trying to heal wounds from the past. And I'm involved with a network of many people throughout the state of Ohio. We actually have a very strong network of I'm not sure the exact numbers, but it's at least 150 people throughout Ohio who are serving in this ministry, and it's up to about 250 or possibly even more that we aren't aware of. Obviously, abortion is a topic that is a little bit uncomfortable for people to talk about or to hear about at times. It's something that we have been told is controversial and that we can't talk about it. And I think because we have said that we can't talk about it, there are many people who have felt like it was the unforgivable sin. And I have heard that many times in the ministry at the conferences that I attend where about 3/4 of the people who are involved in this ministry do have an abortion wound themselves that they've had to deal with. And sometimes it's a woman who lost a child to abortion. Sometimes it's a grandparent who maybe knew about it beforehand and possibly was involved in that and then watched the depression and the self-destructive behaviors that set in afterwards. Sometimes it was a parent, a grandparent, or a father that didn't know that it was happening until later. But it affects all of those people. And so in our network, we hear that a lot, that I didn't know that there was healing available. I thought that I just had to live with this pain for the rest of my life. So being at the conferences and being in this ministry is heart-wrenching in many ways. It's heart-wrenching in a sorrowful way, seeing the sorrow and sadness and pain that people deal with, sometimes for years, sometimes even for decades. But it's also heart-wrenching in a good way in that we see the beautiful mercy of God and that God can heal anything. So the first thing I want you to take away from this is that there is healing for people. Many of us know someone who has been involved in an abortion decision in some way, even if it was just a friend who knew about it. That can affect us on a deep level. And it is important to have someone walk with us through that journey. So God can heal anything, and I want us to be aware of that. Because there's so many people, even in our churches, who don't realize the depths of God's mercy that even goes to that wound. So another thing, there's lots of people who work in ministries and do heroic work in missions, and we're not all called to that. We can't all do those heroic kinds of things, but there are things that all of us as Christians can and should do. One very simple thing that we can do as Christians is to be involved in elections, in voting. Everyone who's 18 years old or older, of course, in our country has that right and that privilege, and we can also perhaps call it a duty. The numbers are somewhat startling. You have anywhere from 25% to 44% of Christians is all that votes in some elections. So we're talking about less than half of self-professing Bible-believing Christians actually go to the polls. I'm sure it varies from year to year. But that's something very simple to do. And a duty as Christian is to love God and to love neighbor. And yes, some elections are not as important as others. Not all are equal. But some are very important. And it is a way that we can impact what happens to other people. It is an act of kindness and a way that we can care for our brothers and sisters in our communities. So And elections that have a constitutional amendment on them are extremely important. That is a big deal. The Constitution is a foundational document. And if you think about a foundation of perhaps like a building or even your home, the foundation is the first that's laid. It's meant to be enduring and strong. And it's not something that we change or tap into a lot. Everything above the foundation can be renovated. You know, it's not a big deal to do that, but we usually don't mess with the foundation. That's the same with our laws. There are certain laws that need to be flexible, but the foundational law is the Constitution that's not intended to be changed often. And Ohio is one of 9 states of the 50 that has the weakest standards for changing changing the Constitution with amendments. And so that can be done very easily. And because of that, Ohio is now a target of abortion activists who are trying to get abortion enshrined in the Constitution. And the language that they've submitted that would possibly be on the ballot in November, we're not sure yet about that. It would wipe out all of the protections that have been the laws protecting women with safety issues, requirements for the abortionists, and even parental consent laws, not just affecting abortion, but also affecting other reproductive issues that we're dealing with more and more in the last few years, and especially with minors. There are reasons why a minor might not... There are reasons why anyone might not be a good candidate for certain medications or for surgery. A lot of times minors don't even know their health history, but their parents do. And when their parents are cut off from that decision, it adds what's already a dangerous procedure. It adds the danger of not having that health history and having the parents involved. And the parents are sometimes left to pick up the pieces. I know of some parents who have been fighting this for years, fighting for parental consent laws. All of that would be wiped away. So it is important for us to vote. If you're not registered to vote, I urge you to become registered at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, I believe at the library and at the Board of Elections. Get out the vote efforts. Obviously, sometimes, I don't know what people's stances are, and there may be some people that would not be voting the way I would prefer, but I still want people to go ahead and exercise that duty. One other thing that may be on the ballot this year, possibly in August, and again, we don't know, we probably won't know for another 1 or 2 weeks about this, but I mentioned that Ohio is one of the 9 with the lowest standards. It only requires a 50% vote, and most states require something more than a 50% vote to pass an initiative. That's kind of a simplification because it's a lot more complicated depending on which state you're in, but in Ohio, it's very easy to change that foundational document. And in August, it's possible that we will have a chance to vote to raise those standards that would be more in line with what the national standards are at other states. So I'm not very good at keeping to a short time, so I've been watching the clock and I need to be cut off here. So, but again, I just want, if anyone knows of someone who is in need of that healing from an abortion wound, and sometimes there can be many layers of trauma with that, please seek information. In the foyer out there, there is a round table that has some handouts about these ballot issues and about the healing ministries that we do. So thank you again, and have a blessed day.
Thank you, Anne.